As we come to the end of this sitting, we often dedicate the merit, dedicate whatever benefit that has come from the practice. And it would be nice at this point to dedicate it to the people of the Ukraine and to the people in Russia who are suffering, and all over the neighboring countries. Nothing dramatically has changed in the war there since we came here, which is impressive on the part of the Ukrainians. And some people come on retreat at a time like this and think that is it okay to be here? Is it okay to be not informed, not connected, not doing something for a kind of crisis of our planet, our societies? And I'd like to reassure you that the work and the practice that we do here is among the most important things a person can do in a human life. That in a world that's filled with greed, hatred, and delusion, that it's good, it's important, crucial that there are people who are doing a practice to get to the bottom of that and to become free of the very forces of violence and hatred and fear. Without some people doing this work, no one can demonstrate that it's possible. It's possible to live a different way. A way of peace, of love, caring for each other. I believe that the practice that the Buddha designed here, that we're following in the footsteps of, was designed for times of crisis, challenge. This is the time to do it. And so we don't do this alone, we do it for the world. And I'm confident that our practice here is beneficial in tremendous ways, seen and unseen ways. And it'll be even more so if we intend it to be, if we reflect and consider and are motivated to practice for the welfare of others, for the whole world, but especially right now for the people of the Ukraine. May it be that our care, our attention, may it be that our whatever we've learned here about ourselves, about how to be here in a peaceful way, how to meet ourselves with compassion and love and be in community in harmonious ways and caring ways, may it be for the welfare and the happiness of the people of the Ukraine. May they come quickly, soon, to be happy. May they come soon to be safe. May it be soon that they discover, find peace again. And may it be soon that they become free in a free nation. May we dedicate our efforts here and be motivated to offer our best efforts here to help contribute to a better world for all. May all beings be happy. And I hope that as you go to sleep tonight, that rather than being troubled or anxious about the difficulties of this world and difficulties in the Ukraine, it's appropriate to be concerned about it, but I hope that the goodness of our practice here, the generosity, the care, the love, the value of what we're doing here is so strong, so huge, that you can have confidence in that, be reassured in that, so that when you go to bed tonight, maybe you'll rethink about, so a day well spent doing one of the best things we could do at this time, this place, here. And let the goodness of our efforts and our practice here be reassuring for you, so that you, when you fall asleep, you feel reassured, you feel contented, you feel you are doing something. May you sleep deeply and soundly and safely and get much rest, because tomorrow we have important work to do. We're going to continue. Thank you.